I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head men's golf coach Jim Owen. Of course, Oglethorpe this year winning the 2009 NCAA Division III National Championship in golf. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Russell.
Oglethorpe also the this year's winner of the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference golf tournament as well. Coach, it's been a heck of a year for your team. I guess, you know, just first of all, just talk about the way you guys were able to transition off of Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference tournament win and the way your guys had to go through exams and had so much stuff on their mind. Just talk about the way you were able to keep them focused and transition that into going into nationals this year.
Well, we went out in the fall to Tunica, where the conference championship was held in April. We went out in the fall and played a preview tournament and won that out in Tunica with some very, very impressive low scores. And so we thought we would be able to do extremely well in the conference championship. And unfortunately, the winds howled for four straight days, and we struggled to get our scores where we wanted to, but we kept saying every night, this is going to prepare us for the national tournament. This is going to prepare us because Florida is going to be windy, and we're going to be able to handle tough, difficult conditions and a difficult golf course because we've been, you know, playing in this unforgiving wind for 4 days. So the SCAC championship, when we left there, we all said to a man, we really feel like, you know, we accomplished something and we feel like we can advance a long way into the national tournament and even let ourselves start kind of daydreaming about we may have the deepest team in the country and we may be able to win the whole thing.
You mentioned tough courses and conditions, the way you guys had to fight through. Obviously, after day one of the NCAA tournament, not exactly where you may have been hoping to be, being tied or 16th place after the first day, just and shooting 13 strokes over as a team. Just talk about, you know, what you told your guys after day one. I know when I talked to Scott earlier today, he just said he sort of calmed the guys down and said, you know, that's a long day, it's a long round, four rounds. This was just after day one, and, you know, one or two strokes here or there could really make a difference. And obviously playing on a much tougher course the first day certainly played a factor. But just sort of talk about the way you addressed the team after the first day and the way they were mentally able to just continue to stay strong and obviously come back to win the whole thing on the fourth day.
Well, when you're in a four-day national tournament, you're going to have a bad day, and your bad day has got to be a minimum. And 16th place probably, you know, to just the rank and file doesn't feel like, a bad day. It might feel like a terrible day when there's just 36 teams there. But 16th place, we probably didn't feel it because there is two courses, and we knew we were on the more difficult of the two courses. But we did feel like we had left a few shots out there, and we didn't finish as strong as we probably should and would at a later time during the week. So we were disappointed with the 301, and we probably should have shot 296 or 7 and maybe been in somewhere in the 8 to 12 range. That would have been acceptable, but we knew we'd played the hardest course, and we said, you know what, we're going to the easier course, and we can play this under par, and we must play it under par. And we went out there and got off to a great start. I think we were 8 under at one point midway through the second round, just really taking care of business on the par 5s on that particular course. That course, all four par 5s are basically reachable. So we really didn't feel like, I think most people watching at home saw us 22 strokes out of the lead and then 16th place, which that to the, you know, just the naked eye is like, oh my gosh, you know, they're never going to come back. They're really lucky to finish in the top 10. We in Florida sitting at dinner that night never crossed our mind. We still thought we could win it all and knew we were in pretty good position.
Coach, obviously, you know, you made an unbelievable comeback as a team. I just want to shift a little bit individually. Not only did Oglethorpe win the team championship, but Oglethorpe had an individual win the individual championship, and Olafur Lofsen, as you guys like to refer to him as Iceman, just, you know, one of the things that I've heard and read about him, he's just been such a consistent player throughout the entire year. And talk about how he was able to use that, his consistency, and you know, through a four-day tournament. Obviously, in NCAA is the only time you guys had four rounds for one tournament. Just talk about his play and the way he was able to pull off an unbelievable weekend at the Nationals.
Well, you know, you give these great players 4 days in the same setting, and very special things happen. His strength is his short game. And your short game in a national tournament, you know, you're going to hit your driver poor one day. You might putt poorly one day. You might not have your best iron game, but your short game can never have a day off. And his never did. In I don't know how many rounds he probably totaled with us. He had to miss a couple tournaments to play with his Iceland national team. So he probably played 22 rounds this year, and his short game never had a day off. He got up and down 70% of the time throughout the year, and in the national tournament with it all on the line, he got up and down 86.7 times, 19 of 22 up and down opportunities. Unbelievable, and that's how he won it individually for himself. Is the course we played lends itself to you know, a little bit of a miss can turn into a big miss on a Pete Dye designed course, and he chipped it and putted it spectacularly all week long. And that's that was the key to his success, and then in turn, the key to our success.
Again, I'm joined by 10-time SCAC Coach of the Year, Jim Owen of Oglethorpe University. And Coach, you know, Oglethorpe has been there. Obviously, this is their eighth consecutive top 10 finish. You know, you've been able to make build a program, you know, going all the way back to the guys of Tolliver Williams and Trent Erb, you know, and you've had such good players throughout the year. What was the difference this year from a team perspective that you're able to turn the corner and finally break through and win the NCAA National Championship?
Well, that question can be answered with the one word you used in the question, team. We were five players deep and kept ourselves in position for the 4 days in order to win it. It was really unique at the end at the award ceremony, which was a magnificent setting on the lake on the 18th green on the Wanamaker course, which was the course the women played on. Beautiful setting there. And as we looked at the top 10 finishers, the NCAA honors after the tournament, there were three Laverne guys and three Methodist guys and only Oliver representing Oglethorpe in the top 10. And, you know, everybody kind of thought that was odd, the other parents and other teams. Well, like, it's amazing. You know, there's only one Oglethorpe guy up there, yet you guys won it all. And the key was we were five deep. Every one of our players counted his score at least twice, and several of them counted three and four times. So the key to the answer is team. We had five players in the top 45, four players in the top 27, and three in the top 15. We finished 1, 11, and 15, and then our fourth guy was 27. So the cumulative effect of 4 days of golf, four rounds, five players, you know, well over 1,100 strokes, and it boiled down to, you know, that fourth score every day. You know, our top three scores, their top three scores were just interchangeable. But our fourth and fifth guys stepped up and gave us the, you know, I guess the advantage, if you will. And that's kind of the way it was all year. We had great play out of our fourth and fifth guys. And that's a lot of guys. There were five or six different players that played in our four and five hole throughout the year. And that gave us the depth. And if anybody asked me beforehand what was our advantage, I would say, you know, five guys. We got five guys that, you know, can alternate being the low man for a day.
Coach, I got to ask, just because I've been a fan of Oglethorpe Golf and followed you guys for so long, one of the things I noticed, not only, you know, watching you guys at the conference tournament, the Nationals, this year, that the guys are wearing shorts. Now, I feel like one of the staples of your program is I've seen the guys out there, no matter what the weather is, in pants. And this year, it looks like a little bit more relaxed, guys out there in shorts. What was the decision to make the move from the pants to the shorts this year?
Yeah, that's great. You know, we do wear slacks all the time. It's just more professional. It, you know, when we get out of the van, we look mighty sharp in our matching slacks and matching hats and, of course, shirts. And that's just, like you say, a staple. And I'm glad you noticed, because that is one thing that's always separated us, that we really, you know, it makes us feel very, very professional and together as a team. But this year, when we realized what the weather was going to be like in Tunica with the 80-plus degrees, and then knowing we were headed to Florida and we were, you know, we felt like we might better come up with a plan B with the pants, because usually college golf is played in September and October when the weather is always cool and crisp in the mornings and you're really glad you got those long pants on. And then, of course, it's played in March and April when the weather is never great. So this year we felt like we'd get some summer weather, so we everybody was running around doing a little shopping, buying some matching shorts, you know, it led to the championship. So maybe there's some magic in those shorts.
Coach, obviously heading into the last day, you were four strokes behind Methodist, and What does it mean? I asked Scott the same question, just, you know, for Oglethorpe and for the team who's been battling against Methodist, you know, not only this year but in years past, and Methodist has such a strong Division III golf program. You know, does it make it that much sweeter to know that you battled your way back and beat one of the top, you know, golf programs in the country and overcoming Methodist this year?
Well, Methodist has 9 national championships in the last 20 years, and so they are the benchmark that we've all measured ourselves against for so many years, and they still are. And so it makes it extremely special to me because Coach Connolly has been such a good mentor and good friend, and for him to come up on about number 17 when it looked like they were going to, you know, fall back and not be able to recover, you know, Coach Connolly came up to me and shook hands and said, "Coach, it looks like you might have won your first one." And then after when I walked off number 18 at the scoreboard area, he shook hands again and said, "Coach, welcome to the club," meaning the National Championship Coaches Club. So that was just very special, and you know, got me real choked up. And so it was outstanding because we've had so many colossal battles, and I felt like our team was. All of our former players and everyone was all fighting the same battle. Our other previous guys from 96, 98, 2000, et cetera, they'd been battling the Methodist Monarchs for all their years, and so I know they were watching closely on the computer and calling me in the evenings, and were living right through that just like they were in those years, and it was so great for them. The former players probably appreciate more immediately right now what we did than the guys that just did it 2 weeks ago. You know, it's amazing. They can absorb what's happened. I think the guys that it just happened to probably haven't even been able to process. I know I haven't.
Coach, finally, the one last thing I got to ask you before I let you go. Obviously, you know, you've been involved with Oglethorpe Athletics for such a long time, and someone who's put so much into Oglethorpe and the athletics department. You know, what does it mean to you to be a part of the first ever school's national championship, and how special is that, and what does that mean for not only the Oglethorpe athletic department but also the Oglethorpe golf program as well?
I tell you, I am so glad that I was kind of behind the wheel when the first championship was won. That is something that I probably never let myself, you know, dare to dream that maybe I could be the one, you know, driving the ship when the championship was won. But once it started happening, and then the deal got closed on day 4, you know, it was such an honor. You know, this will be my 29th year coming up this year, and it's I remember my first year like it was just the other day, and so it was quite an honor to, I guess, to have, you know, been right there at the helm when we did finally turn the corner. So many great teams before us have made deep strides into the national tournament in all sports. And for us to have kept going and kept going and got it all the way to day 4 and then close the deal, you know, there's just no word to describe it. The messages I got, which I've received over 1,000 email, text messages, phone messages from former players, former opponents, dozens and dozens and dozens of coaches, and, you know, of course, you know, all the Oglethorpe community, just outpouring of support. And that's really what has hit me is I hear these messages on my machine, and it just brings tears to my eyes and gets me choked up just listening to the messages. So it'll be something that will never be forgotten.
The 10-time SCAC Coach of the Year, and as he said it himself, the newest member of the Coaches Club who's won a national championship, head coach Jim Owen of Oglethorpe University. Coach, thank you so much again for your time, and as always, congratulations on such a wonderful season and a great accomplishment, and best of luck moving forward, Coach.
Thanks so much, Russell.